Hello and welcome to the Horoscope Vault, a podcast that explores the week ahead through the lens of astrology, with a view to supporting you through life's extremes and in making your most confident decisions through life's chapters. I'm Charlie, an associate member of the American Federation of Astrologers and astrology reader for Radio's The Bob and Sherry Show. Today's episode is for the week beginning Sunday 10th of March through to Saturday 16th with a new moon in Pisces that carries the theme of developing comfort with authenticity, as opposed to adhering to rigorous guidelines, especially ones that are super, super outdated. This new moon cycle is offering powerful determination with goals, where if you start obsessing over the right things, which may be a little bit easier to do now, something that was once a stressful pressure can now become an exciting development. And the day after the Pisces new moon, Venus moves into the very same watery sign, kind of reinforcing this building of hope. And the rest of the week then flows through as being much more introvert. I'll forecast using the sun in your sign as the first house point of the chart. And this gives the themes and the background experience. But if you do know your birth time, this can get much more personalized with dates and times attuned to your exact natal configuration. Think of it as a list of specific dates with particular happenings that you can prepare for. Readings are currently closed, but the waitlist is open. Slots do get booked pretty quickly these days, and I'm not surprised because the world is an absolutely wild place to be right now. I've even been having to keep up with my own natal chart forecasts for my own personal chart too. I absolutely do use these readings on myself because I require clarity, and sometimes decisions have me completely stumped. Understanding what my options are is priceless. If you want to get on the waitlist, there is a link below. It's a first come, first serve basis, so don't miss out on that if you are someone who needs to know WTF is going on. And outside of waiting for a personalized chart forecast, you can join the Horoscope Vault on Patreon, where you'll find bonus content like specific new and full moon episodes, plus guides and downloads to assist in navigating all of these constant changes. That too is linked below. And if you're not quite ready to get that deep, if you don't want to know the exact dates and the events yet, you can stay just following the show and check in on Sundays for the weekly forecast, keeping it nice and simple. So astrology really requires that you try it on for size. There is no other way to know if this is for you. If you existed floating in space and someone described gravity to you, you might entertain the idea and trying to understand it, but you wouldn't really get it until your feet were firmly planted on the ground. All the science or invisible science or pseudoscience debating gets tiresome. And a bit like tasting a new food for the first time to know whether you like it or not, the only way to know for sure is to literally try it. Mass consensus is not always the best thing to go by. Groups of humans are so divided in beliefs and tastes and all kinds of other preferences. The interest in astrology is currently growing. There's a whole group out there for that. And it's growing because all of the other beliefs that have been gradually letting us down more and more. And this is not a dig or jibe at any other system of belief. But a lot of people are starting to realize that there's got to be a lot more to this life. There's got to be learnable sections of these cycles and patterns that we go through. There's more to this than meets the eye. And that's the thing that drew me into this practice. If you have ever said, why am I like this? That kind of is something we all go through. As you repeat some kind of loop or you catch yourself stuck in a repeating sequence where you've been there before and you felt the same struggle and the pain or even pleasure, and you kind of look for hints and clues on patterns in your individual living. A big part of that is in understanding patterns in external living. It's easier to master cycles outside of yourself, to be an external observer, and then to bring that pattern recognition skill inwards. What I found was that once I saw these systems of repetition in nature, especially in areas where there was no thinking involved, just pure essence, like plants don't think, they just grow based on the cycles of their DNA in combination with the environment. The same with animals, the same with the circadian rhythm of the sun and the moon. The sun doesn't just wake up and think, I'm not going to rise today. These are like some seriously fixed rhythms that are meant to be fixed. So I began to look at astrology differently. Not the whole, the planets affect my life saga. Or even when other astrologers argue that they don't affect you, that they impel you. I don't actually agree with that too. I'd say it's more like finding not only where and how you fit into the external patterns of the solar system that are always constantly going on, because you do live within this system. It's about dialing into your own mini life cycles in relation to that developing environment that you were born into, which can then put you in harmony with the intention of nature and your part within it. It's like the study of shifting goalposts. And they shift. From 2019 to 2020, everything shifted in ways that words could not explain. That's one great example. Whatever your stance on 2020 is, it was a major change that required you adapt to a new reality pretty promptly. Some struggled with that adapting process. Others made the best of what was a crazy situation. It was truly insane. And that cycle has similarities to previous cycles of the past, where people went through epidemics. Many people find comfort in the notion that astrology patterns could be seen as omens of earthly patterns, or patterns from history turning back up. We see it with things like fashion and music. Or at the very least, astrology could be seen as a tool for self-discovery, encouraging you to explore your strengths, your weaknesses, your potential growth, giving you permission to be different without worrying about how that compares to others. And again, it's not about taking it on board without trying it out. Let yourself explore and experiment with weekly or daily horoscopes, with mini readings or articles on what it means to be your sign. Do some counter research and look at other signs and other people and how those traits and characteristics play out within them. Get into it if you feel called to. Try it out. Take notes when you listen to this horoscope episode and then decide for yourself how that makes you feel. And if it does or does not resonate, or otherwise offer you some kind of peace in this current extremely volatile pace of living, you can choose to explore it a little bit more or gently let it go. This week, Sunday's new moon in Pisces is quite straightforward. Thinking about a new moon in the form of cycles, it's a cycle starter, beginning a six-month progressive experience in all things to do with the degree meaning and theme, the sign, its house placement relevant to your sign, and the aspects. And just a Pisces moon in itself is one of the most empathetic, spiritual, and otherworldly indicators. It's very psychic. It's a very psychic time. And under this moon, you'll just know answers to things without knowing how you know these answers. It's worth mentioning it's also very sleepy and very medically and nutritionally sensitive. So you'll want to get good, adequate rest, be your healthiest self and stay away from unhealthy people, and eat very well. The degree this new moon happens in is all about etiquette and grace. It's about how your connections with others may need to take a momentary back seat for your own personal dreams to take center stage. And the aspects happening to this lunation include a conjunction to Saturn, which is about getting your ish together. This is about being disciplined. There's a conjunction to Neptune, which is about turning a dream into a reality over the next 6 months through getting your ish together and being disciplined. And there is a sextile to Uranus, which is about getting pumped up and psyched about something, like the dream you're going to turn into a reality over the next 6 months by getting your ish together and getting disciplined. Combining all of those things, the biggest benefits come from taking a straightforward approach to your goals and an informal approach to your social life. Simplicity is key, and authentic connections will not mind that at all. They won't mind if you go absent or dark mode for a moment to do your thing, or to essentially, as it's called, to do you. When you connect with others on a genuine and personal level, you won't feel the need to explain yourself or follow these strict social protocols. This is being gracefully private and kind of watching for who allows you the space to do that, and who takes it personally, or worse, who gets angry, aggressive, or manipulative about it. The same day on Sunday, Mercury in Aries makes a positive sextile to Pluto in Aquarius, and this supports the increased concentration needed to firmly, yet privately, yet certainly, embark on your refreshed endeavors. Focus improves, though you might want to be cautious of mentally obsessing over something a little bit too much. Actually, this is a great time for doing the research behind this next step mission of yours. And it was mentioned that there's a greater need for secrecy. This is simply because it's your passage. And there's this transmission effect where, simply put, if somebody in your vicinity, somebody in your family, in your cycle, in your world somehow, if they have a defined mind, they can absolutely impact the outcome of your situation with their thoughts and opinion on it. So to explain that a little deeper, the world is split into two. There are those born with defined minds, and then there are those born with undefined minds. This definition versus undefinition is based on the practice of human design. And human design is a system like astrology where you can generate a chart based on your birth info, like astrology. And it has all the planets involved, again, like astrology. And these planets light up certain traits and systems in your body. Keep your eyes peeled for the episode purely on human design. But in short, for now, it's a system that combines elements of astrology, the I Ching, Kabbalah, and the chakra system. It was developed in the late 1980s. The system proposes that individuals have a unique design based on the positions of the planets at the time of birth. And I would describe it to be like an operational manual. It details how you are and why you are the way you are and what those skills and traits look like. It's about how if you were floating in space and interacting with nothing, your pure authentic existence would still be. It's said to be basic nature, whereas the natal and predictive astrology chart is how you function interacting with the environment. So in the practice of human design, there are 9 centers. And I've never been big on the chakra center system. I used to get this image of those like energy balls in certain parts of the body, and that wasn't how it resonated with me at all. The way I came to understand and develop this further is that there are components of being a human person. Your mind, for example, it thinks. Your stomach or your gut instinct, as they would call it, it knows and it drives from a very different place from the mind kind of thought. Those are two separate components right there. There's also the inspiration. You can get so inspired by something completely whimsical that has no logical process in your mind, body, or life. So the inspiration would make that 3, the mind, the gut instinct, and the inspiration. The inspiration part of your system would be called the crown in traditional and human design chakra or energy center understanding. Now, without going through all of them in detail, because I'll save that for the specific episode, there are 9 components, I would say, operational components, to being a human. Number 1, the inspiration. Number 2, the mind thought process. Number 3, the vocalization process, the throat. Number 4, the identity. Number 5, the willpower. Number 6, the emotions. Number 7, the gut or the energy power system, because the gut is to do with food and food is what gives you energy. Number 8, the survival system, which is very different to the mind system and the inspiration system and the emotional system. Sometimes we act on survival only, which proves that these systems can be independent. And finally, number 9, the root system. Well, they would call it the root chakra, but it's the root system, and it is the drive to get up and go. So the human design system looks at how your 9 components of being human function individually, or how they operate and communicate with one another. You know how some people don't think before they speak? They probably have detachment between the mind system and the throat system. How some people act on wild emotions that they later regret? They probably have some issues or detachment or some kind of configuration between the root center, which is the action center, and the emotions. So in the practice of human design, and for this episode, I'm looking at the mind center. The terms defined mind and undefined mind refer to whether this is switched on in your individual chart. And the mind is concerned with only three things. It's concerned with the what, the why, and the how. It's commonly used for decision making, but that is so, so wrong. It's actually just a computer where you feed stuff in that usually comes from the inspiration center. But you feed stuff in and you let that stuff conceptualize. And then you kind of action or speak on whatever the output is from that input. So a defined mind individual is somebody who has a set way of thinking. They are focused on the what, the why, the how. They can be very, very clear on certain things, how they want things done. They like certainty in answers. And these people tend to have good ideas that come as solutions to existing problems. This is like a troubleshooter type. They do have a tendency to think negatively and they really overthink and they sometimes get stuck in their own heads. And these are people who should not meditate. An undefined mind person is an individual who is quite literally open-minded to lots of things. They tend to be the whimsical idea type of person, where the defined mind is like, what is this? The undefined mind is more like, what if this is like this? This openness in the undefined is the type of person who changes their mind quickly. Maybe they initially want pizza for dinner and then within 30 minutes they now want something completely different. And if they live with someone who has a defined mind, that changing of the mind so quickly will be infuriating to the person who has a fixed way of thinking. You can probably intuitively tell a few people in your environment that have mental definition versus who don't. You've got those who accept change with ease. They're probably open-minded. And then those who get ticked off with somebody changing their mind or changing the goalposts, then those types might be defined. Nearly 70% of the population has the undefined version of thought process. Thinking fluidly, very hungry to collect a variety of information, even if some of it is totally irrelevant. And only 30% of the population has a defined way of processing thoughts. Understanding whether these centers are defined or undefined in yours or your friends and family members' charts can answer the age-old question, why am I like this? If you've been that person who changes their mind on a dime, or you've been told to pick something and stick to it, you might wonder why you do that. Well, it's because of your open mind. Or if you're someone who, after trying a solution to something and that approach doesn't work, you get frustrated and you run out of ideas, you have a more specific way of thinking, very logical and analytical, then you might be defined mind. I'll attach a link to a chart generator below where you can kind of find out whether yours is or isn't. Once you put in your birth info, you'll get a chart that looks like a body, literally called the body graph. The mind center is an upside down triangle. It's second down from the top. If it is coloured in green, then you are the defined thinking type. If it is white, you are the undefined open-minded individual. Knowing how you are configured to think, move, act, feel, behave, and get inspired in the world can really allow you to use your skills the best way possible. And if you don't want to do any of that yourself, I will link below a reading on these energy types. It's going to be simply explaining where you are and are not defined and what that means for you. It's a great way to get to know yourself and to also learn where to congratulate yourself for being certain ways that you may have previously tried to kick yourself about. But the whole point of all of that human design tangent was to say that somebody with a defined mind can impact the life of somebody with an undefined mind. And it's a cruel experience at times. And it's best explained by imagining that the defined mind is switched on and emitting thoughts like a transmission tower, giving out these frequencies. And the undefined mind, because it is open, it is absorbing and it is filling its own space with the thoughts that it receives from being out in the world. So if you have a plan and somebody in your life uses their mental power to have these negative opinions on that plan, while it doesn't necessarily stop it from happening, definitely makes it harder if you are picking up on those thoughts. The sensation of everything or everyone being against you will always make things harder and can sometimes sow seeds of doubt that you don't have when you're doing things on your own. This whole transference of energy, good or bad, is so simple to observe. When you're around the right people, you're kind of ready for anything and you feel super happy and inspired, right? But there's going to be people that you feel like, oh, I don't want to see them or talk to them because I always feel just crappy after doing so. So yeah, all of that is to say that privacy is important right now with the current plans that you have and are developing with this venture that you are embarking on, because some people are going to think their way into your business. And no matter how much you try and ignore them, their influence might be too negatively overpowering at times. The less they know, the better. So, wow, okay, all of that is Sunday. I'm kind of blown away by the intensity, but it's all good intensity if you can harness all of that info. On Monday, Venus enters Pisces, where it will stay till April 5th. Venus is considered exalted in this sign, which means that it is positioned favorably. So the planet's qualities and attributes are enhanced. They're expressed in a positive and harmonious way. It's functioning in its highest vibration. And this is about finding beauty in darkness. And that's not necessarily a flawless thing, because blurred lines could lead to blurred boundaries where you could drop your guard. Or it could lead to blurred identities and some vulnerability. It's kind of that situation of people's thoughts and opinions and energy seeping into your newly found directional ambition and focus. This might be divulging too much to the wrong people without realizing that they're going to go on a mind quest to poo-poo anything that you want to do. So please don't do that. Venus in Pisces is tender and affectionate, but it's also hard to satisfy. It's adaptable, but that could also cross over into evasiveness. What this means for your sign specifically will be detailed in the individual horoscopes. The rest of the week with the aspects, the moon in Taurus, sextile Venus in Pisces, and then the moon conjunct Jupiter in Taurus, and then the moon squares Mars, and then the moon shifts into Gemini, and the moon's final aspect this week is sextile Mercury. And then trine Mars. So this should look like some indulgent self-care on Tuesday in the form of buying something for yourself, followed by some disagreements that might show up on Wednesday, but you manage to rise above them and ignore them with ease. After having some time to think about it, Thursday you're going to need to be careful of what you say or how you take what others say. Maybe some trash talk has sunk in and now you are bothered a day later and you want to just give it what for back. Probably not the best idea. Friday is a correction of Thursday's either poor wording or Thursday's stressful intensity where you want to say something. This is a come back to peace moment. And Saturday is some aggressively acquired or required alone time. It's a moment of independence to process the fast flow of the latter part of the week. A great way to use this horoscope reading is to take note of three main points from each of your sun sign, your earth sign, your soul sign, and if you know it, your rising sign readings. And you'll have these kind of 12 bullet points of what to look out for in your week ahead. Each horoscope is timestamped below for your convenience. This week for Aries, you'll want to get yourself into the most serene as possible place, mentally and physically. A new chapter for you involves working on private or personal or healing developments, and kind of seeking solitude from the crazy world is going to feel better than absorbing yourself into it. This is all about connecting with your inner self, valuing your privacy, and ensuring that your environment is as peaceful as possible. Maybe even indulge in some artistic or creative pursuits, or watch your favorite movies or new fantasy dream ones. You might even want to dive into tarot and explore things like the mystical hidden side of energy and life. Business dealings related to music, arts, fashion, design, food, or hospitals could arise. If there is a project in any of those areas that you have in mind, dive into it. Those are super beneficial. Be mindful on Thursday. Communications with others might carry some hidden messages that seem to get missed or mixed up. And this could be neighbors and just general acquaintances or relatives. where someone may be keeping you in the dark about a certain issue. And there's even a possibility of some problems with your phone too. Clearing up a pending issue seems important. Otherwise, your mind is going to wander during your usual day-to-day activities if you don't get a conclusion on that. And you could miss the mark in your normal life or be a little bit more forgetful than usual. Make time this week for heartfelt conversations with siblings or relatives or whoever it is that you may need to straighten something out with. Romantic and intimate connections may unfold, but if they do, this seems to happen in secrecy. It seems best for your emotional well-being and your social image to take things extra slow. To get more out of your weekly reading, consider listening to your sister sign, or it's also called your earth sign horoscope. This is the sign opposite yours and was the sign Earth was in when you were born. Your Earth sign is Libra, and it gives more insight into the material development. And then there is the Sol sign, which is the sign the Sun was in 3 months before you were born. The third trimester is said to be when your life path is confirmed. And that horoscope lets you know what's going on behind the scenes. For you, your Sol sign is Capricorn. And if you're ready for the most event-aligned reading of all, you'll want to listen to your rising sign. This is the ascendant in astrology, and if you don't know what that is, use the calculator below with your birth info to find out. This week for Taurus, happiness can be cultivated through friendships, and this may be a new friendship beginning, and if not a new friendship, a new journey in collaboration with someone, or maybe a group. And this is a like-minded experience where great minds combine. You'll find yourself feeling more understood with these new acquaintances because of sharing some kind of common interest. And this sets off a beautiful 6 month project or a 6 month adventure. And this could be a continuation from something that may have been a new twinkle in your eye from back around September last year, but is still somehow an unexpected, exciting, and delightful development in your social area. With your head in the clouds, it could be like a treasure hunt. Maybe not literally, but the pursuit of something valuable. And once you feel better connected with people who you share interests with, all of the facets of your life, business, personal, private, romantic, health, everything kind of starts coming together. You could lose items here and there this week, but don't sweat it because those things will show up again soon. Your professional life grows mainly through other people. So if you are looking for expansion professionally, collaboration is key. And a little hint, it's your connections with women or female energy that prevails the most. You're going to connect with a woman, a lady, or some female power that will somehow support you in fresh ways, no matter what gender you are yourself. Running errands is less of a drudgery. You'll get a little bit of joy out of going through your to-do list, and you might even find someone is particularly helpful in areas of your tasks, duties, chores, or just somehow assisting you with plans. Thursday's challenge is a little bit of stress or anger that has no apparent reason. There kind of might be a reason, but it's one you're already familiar with. It's not a new reason. So you could feel shocked that you're almost getting re-annoyed about something that you've been aware of as annoying this whole time anyway. So try doing something like working out or going to the gym to relieve tension. The weekend is frugal. You do best to avoid overspending, and you're likely to enjoy this financial objectivity because it's all for a bigger, better cause. You're clearing out cobwebs and getting rid of emotional and psychological baggage. And this is all ready for the next phase in your life, which is in the process of developing. To get more out of your weekly reading, consider listening to your sister sign, aka your earth sign horoscope. This is the sign opposite yours and was the sign Earth was in when you were born. Your sister sign or your earth sign is Scorpio, and it gives more insight into the material developments. And then there is the Sol sign, which is the sign the Sun was in 3 months before you were born. The third trimester is said to be when your life path gets confirmed. And this horoscope lets you know what's going on behind the scenes. Your Sol sign is Aquarius. And if you're ready for the most event-aligned reading of them all, you'll want to listen to your rising sign. This is the ascendant in astrology. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below with your birth info to find out. This week for Gemini, it is time to take the reins or to just somehow become an authority over your own life. The last month or two, you've been maybe taking risks, changing your mind and exploring options. But now you are called to act based on the outcome of that exploration. you step into the position of being in charge of yourself. Your level of success will depend on your ability to draw from the well of introspection that you've been kind of going through since September last year. And while it's exciting, it's not likely to feel easy because this new moon lights up the space in your chart that wants things kind of already done, already finished in their final form, craving the fully grown outcome potential of what you know something could be is tricky. But if you put in the effort, then in 6 months you could find recognition and rewards to do with whatever project is most prominent in your mind and life now. This also includes the potential of public approval if that matters to you. For you, more than any other sign, it's so important to keep your plan of action a secret in order to get good gains on the professional front. And it's not keeping things a secret permanently, it's keeping things hush for about a month or so while it's in the seed phase, so to speak. There's hints at your project being in some kind of collaboration. This is possibly with a romantic partner or somebody that you love dearly. The rest of the week shows favorable financial conditions, some easing of any recent financial tension, and this could mean some kind of windfall that gives you a boost, or it's just somehow a time of more prosperity. Thursday's stressor, someone might try to persuasively change your mind on something, which could make you feel angry, or you may be around somebody else's anger. You'll want to steer clear of those icky scenarios, and you find when you're in your own space, you feel connected with yourself and unbothered by others. The weekend offers a more social energy, though, once you've, I guess, got away from the icky energy. It could be that you are hanging out with a like-minded group, or it might be a catch-up conversation with somebody. And either of those situations on Saturday could be seriously, positively motivating. To get more out of your weekly reading, consider listening to your sister sign or your earth sign horoscope, which is the sign opposite yours and was the sign earth was in when you were born. Your earth sign is Sagittarius, and it gives more insight into the material developments. And then there is a soul sign, which is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born. The third trimester is said to be when your life path is confirmed. And this horoscope lets you know what's going on behind the scenes. Your soul sign is Pisces. And if you are ready for the most event-aligned reading of all, you'll want to listen to your rising sign. This is the ascendant in astrology. And if you don't know what your rising sign is, use the calculator below with your birth info to find out. This week for Cancer, your attention is brought to the power of your mind. And I've never been a big law of attraction person, any of that kind of stuff. But I watched this video that described a law in physics called constructive interference. And it made sense because this law states that when two wavelengths of equal frequency meet, the size of that wavelength doubles. Now, you desire what you desire, your goals and your dreams, for a reason. It's because they are possible to you. You don't desire something you dislike or you are unattracted to or incapable of. You don't desire to be a lion tamer if you've got no interest in lions or any talent with them. What happens is just that when there's a gap between the desire you have as a thought and as reality, as humans, we're now super impatient instead of excited or pumped up about the potential. So this is the week for you to actively believe in something that you truly wish for. If it's something you think about a lot, all of the time, then don't fret the when or the how. Learn to trust that your wavelength will meet that wavelength. If you authentically keep faith with confidence that you have the desire for a good reason. This relates to something that maybe became a more intense desire around 6 months ago. With that in mind, enjoy the mental stimulation of embracing change and exploring pathways to that desire, because there is more than one. So use your mental energy to expand your knowledge and seek wisdom in things to do with that goal this week. And remember, keep these efforts completely private. Tons of opportunities are on their way to you in professional and personal prospects, and you will see new growth. Just watch out for inappropriate behavior in that. Being secretive can go too far. You can become too closed off. You want to keep things private, but you don't want to alienate people you care about. The week progresses with friends that support you and you support them. Make sure a moment of social fun doesn't lead to any kind of indulgences that you don't want. Otherwise, Thursday could be an annoyance with yourself for slipping up on something. So stay vigilant with your own tendencies to go too far or overindulge wherever that overindulgence may show up for you. The weekend's uptick is an improvement in health if you can stay on the ball. And when you're healthy, you are unstoppable with goals and efforts. You are getting ready to experience a promotion or an up level in your professional life. You could be super ambitious this weekend and make strides in achieving something that felt like it would just be a dream. And dreaming, it may actually lead you off track where you daydream so much that you forget to do the doing part. So keep that in mind. Your intuitive abilities are through the roof this weekend too. So trust your hunches. To get more out of your weekly reading, consider listening to your sister sign or your earth sign horoscope. So that's the sign opposite yours. It's a sign Earth was in when you were born. And yours is Capricorn. It gives you more insight into the material developments. And then there's the Sol sign, which is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born. It's the third trimester, which is said to be when your life path is confirmed. And it's this horoscope that lets you know what's going on behind the scenes. Your Sol sign is Aries. And if you're ready for the most event-aligned reading of them all, you'll want to listen to your rising sign. This is the ascendant in astrology. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below with your birth info to find out. This week for Leo, it's necessary to work on something that's been decaying. It's not putting it in the trash or giving up on something entirely. It's more like repurposing a situation, repurposing something into a better version, a more usable version. This is very rebirth, transformation energy. It's taking something you had previously invested in and maybe had let dwindle and bringing it back to sparkling life. Doing so could bring promising results by around September this year. One word of warning is to be cautious of those who may be withholding important information for you. The key word is important. Obviously, someone withholding their own personal stuff is correct for the most part. But if there are secrets that shouldn't be secrets, maybe to do with joint ventures or children or something that you hold in connection with them that you should know about, then you might discover that this week and get pretty ticked off about it. From there, you might have to make things more serious by letting someone know you are not scared to escalate this through official routes if needed. And escalating things could be easy for you as new connections show up that offer you this added feeling of security in a very, very strong way. It's really the idea of it being not what you know, but who you know. And you tend to know some important people. This is someone who likes you or likes your story or likes what you stand for and could become your biggest ally or maybe even a romantic interest. The week progresses and the need for rest and relaxation is vital. Give yourself at least a day, maybe Wednesday, for peace and solitude and freedom from interruption. If you have them, take your pets for a longer than usual walk or treat yourself to some self-care that you wouldn't usually get to do. All of that preps you for Thursday's intensity where you step back into the world and maybe have to deal with someone who is too intense, too fanatical, or even handle a situation that is of an official or legal nature. The weekend calls you to be around people who feel good, people with whom you can express your opinions comfortably. These are the people who will support your ideas of adventure with excitement instead of raining down upon them. To get more out of your weekly reading, consider listening to your sister sign, or it's known as your earth sign horoscope. This is the sign opposite yours, and was a sign Earth was in when you were born. Your earth sign is Aquarius, and it gives you more insight into the material developments. And then there is also the Sol sign, which is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born. The third trimester is said to be when your life path gets confirmed, and this horoscope lets you know what's going on behind the scenes. Your Sol sign is Taurus. And if you're ready for the most event-aligned reading of them all, you'll want to listen to your rising sign. This is the ascendant in astrology, and if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below with your birth info to find out. This week for Virgo opens you up to fresh beginnings with other people. The last 6 months of your personal relationships have been going through some detailed change, and you are now ready for peace in that area. In fact, you deserve some peace in that area. You've probably learned a lot more about yourself than ever, and you'll need to be comfortable with your new requirements in relationships to make sure that when you get into new ones, you request exactly what you deserve. And these can be both personal and business relationships. In this fresh new 6 month cycle, you could find a new happiness in a companionship way, a deeper connection than before, or a business connection. And now when you cultivate deep relationships with others, the really, really close ones, there should be a better level of understanding and fairness that is necessary to make these bonds and commitments go the full length long term. Knowledge is power, including knowledge about yourself. If there have been disconnects in your one-on-one association, it was for the purpose of learning something extra about yourself, or it was even to clear someone or some people out of the way for you to focus on your career, because that is also in the finishing stages of becoming more clear. And being around people hasn't necessarily been the most attractive thing lately. But now you might find yourself gradually enjoying the company of others more. And this is only certain people, not just anybody. And if this whole thing is not at all romantic, it could be a professional collaboration that really starts to take shape over the next 3 weeks. The rest of the week is showing up as friends, supporting your goals. And if you're involved in anything to do with property, then that's great. But this just applies to any career goals in general. Thursday's challenge could be to do with owed money, taxes, debts, mortgages, or credit agreements, putting you in a bad mood. But then the weekend comes along and there is hope renewed, which might be thanks to improvements or changes in your day-to-day job, or someone giving you a chance on something that is set to change your future. To get more out of your weekly reading, consider listening to your sister sign, aka your Earth sign horoscope. This is the sign opposite yours and was a sign Earth was in when you were born. Your Earth sign is Pisces, and it gives more insight into the material developments. And then there is the Sol sign, which is the sign the Sun was in 3 months before you were born. The third trimester is said to be when your life path is confirmed. And this horoscope lets you know what's going on behind the scenes. Your Sol sign is Gemini. And if you're ready for the most event-aligned reading of all, you'll want to listen to your rising sign. This is the ascendant in astrology, and if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below with your birth info to find out. This week for Libra, you find the most joy when you're productive, which includes sticking to a stable daily routine or something like helping others if they ask. It's just generally anything that's accomplishing tasks. And along the way, you'll possibly receive some recognition for all of your efficient efforts. Just make sure in among the busyness that you maintain a healthy body. It's great going around solving problems and keeping things in line, but make sure it doesn't wear you out entirely. This is the kind of start of a new efficient cycle where in 6 months you'll have this whole integrated experience of taking care of business effortlessly, just like it's second nature, which ends up giving you more free time to do whatever you want to do. And what you want to do in the very near future may include some kind of trip or travel for that to work. You want to see growth in your job or your everyday life. And this could be the perfect time to ask for changes in your schedule, request time off for the future, or it could be a good time for a promotion if that's something you're going for. The week progresses and you might get some favorable news or information on those exact things. And work-life balance and the planning of generally everything falls into place when you get confirmation of some time off or that promotion. The challenge on Thursday might be a little bit of a conflict or argument with someone who features very importantly in your life. The tension could be high with another, and there's almost no point in trying to compromise because it's unlikely to happen that day. It's the weekend that really calms things down, either through writing about your feelings, having this conversation through text message, or finding another way to express how you feel so that it doesn't bother you anymore. Somehow it just becomes easier to put annoying exchanges out of your mind. Or maybe there's this energy of kissing and making up, coming to a compromise and turning tension into drive or passion. To get more out of your weekly reading, consider listening to your sister sign, aka your Earth sign horoscope. This is the sign opposite yours and was the sign Earth was in when you were born. Your Earth sign is Aries, and it gives you more insight into the material developments. And then there is the Sol sign, which is the sign the Sun was in 3 months before you were born, the third trimester. Is said to be when your life path is confirmed, and this horoscope lets you know what's going on behind the scenes. Your Sol sign is Cancer. And if you're ready for the most event-aligned reading of all, you'll want to listen to your rising sign. This is the ascendant in astrology, and if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below with your birth info to find out. This week for Scorpio is a time of being more playful and more childlike. However, this can be bad as much as it can be good. There's the positive energy of being happy-go-lucky and just full of beans for life and laughs. Or there's the idea of being petulant and purposely difficult. It's more favourable for it to be the former. If you are around people you enjoy being around, then this could just ooze fun engaging in creative hobbies, enjoying freedom from responsibilities, expressing yourself dramatically, and feeling recognized and accepted. This is when you'll have the best time. But when you're around people that you don't resonate with, you could easily be quite insolent. This upcoming time frame, maybe when a few secrets get revealed, or some straight talking, you know, saying things as they are and setting something straight. This is something finally getting out in the open. So alongside the potential energetic playfulness, may be an increase in libido too. This could put pressure on a relationship if demands are higher than usual, or it may inject some spark into it. And if you're not in a relationship, it may drive you to reach out to some past relationships. The middle of the week, you could receive an invitation that involves you going somewhere, as in a trip to see somebody, maybe for a birthday or just a visit, or maybe it's somebody that's coming to see you. This week's energy is so good for new love and fun. If you are already involved romantically, you may take the relationship to the next level. The challenge on Thursday could be stomach upset or irritability at work. Keep your day simple. Go easy on yourself. Basic bland food, lots of rest to recuperate your energy. The weekend, as you come out of that momentary ill feeling or low energy blip, brings your mood and your thoughts on a little bit of a negative side. So avoid worrying too much if you can. Let yourself have Thursday to be low, to think low, to be moody. And then after that, tell yourself to get back up on your feet. Your own little pep talk to you could help you feel more vigorous. To get more out of your weekly reading, consider listening to your sister sign, aka your earth sign horoscope. This is the sign opposite yours, and it was the sign earth was in when you were born. Your earth sign is Taurus, and it gives more insight into the material developments. And there is also the soul sign, which is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born. The third trimester is said to be when your life path is confirmed. And that horoscope lets you know what's going on behind the scenes. Your soul sign is Leo. And if you're ready for the most event-aligned reading of them all, you'll want to listen to your rising sign. This is the ascendant in astrology. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below with your birth info to find out. This week for Sagittarius, something allows you to sink into a more happy, emotionally secure, self-growth comforting mindset. You come face to face with the idea of acceptance, whether that's understanding where you are not accepted and breathing a sigh of relief to kind of let yourself disconnect and move on. Or you'll find people and places where you do feel accepted, which obviously feels great. Maybe this is acceptance from a business or romantic partner, or maybe self-acceptance, or maybe a business or romantic partner is working on something behind the scenes for the benefit of the greater good for you both. And you feel this sense of trust that they're doing something pretty amazing, excited to see what develops, but also comfortable with blindly trusting that it's going to be amazing for all involved. If there are any secrets, make sure that they are the good type. If there are secrets, make sure they are the good type. Holding back things that could ruin a relationship is not great right now, whether it's you holding it back or them holding it back. The goal of this next month is domestic peace or finding your perfect place to live. It could be adding a touch of glamour or luxury to your home. It could be simplifying the possessions you have and the things you own for a minimalist, stress-free environment. A worthy side note mention, this is also a great time to learn about your body's relationship with food through things like allergy tests or keeping a food diary. The week continues and it offers you a chance to relax more than usual. Maybe your regular schedule is slightly different. Just make sure to keep a good balance between rest and relaxation and being healthily active within that. Too much of doing nothing is just as unhealthy as too much doing. Thursday's challenge might be some interesting news. You'll have to keep an open mind to handle the info because it may not be what you were expecting. And if you're a parent, your children might require more love and attention. The weekend opens up for a heart-to-heart with someone. There's this chance that your mind is a little bit clouded by feelings and making a decision isn't quite straightforward under those circumstances. Ask somebody you love and care for their advice if needed. You may be a little bit too subjectively involved in this situation and could benefit from an outside perspective on an important circumstance in order to help you come to center. To get more out of your weekly reading, consider listening to your sister sign, aka your earth sign horoscope, which is the sign opposite yours, and it was a sign earth was in when you were born. Your earth sign is Gemini, and it gives more insight into the material developments. And then there is the soul sign, which is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born. The third trimester is said to be when your life path is confirmed. and this horoscope lets you know what's going on behind the scenes. Your soul sign is Virgo. And if you're ready for the most event-aligned reading of all, you'll want to listen to your rising sign. This is the ascendant in astrology, and if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below with your birth time to find out. This week for Capricorn, get talking. People will enjoy listening to you more. You may enjoy the kind of conversations that actually come up. Meaningful discussions are what leave you feeling almost high on life when it's all about learning new things and sharing experiences. This is the energy of feeling very stimulated. This could show up in your work world. And if it does, it may turn into overstimulation if your creative energy becomes too policed or too regulated, or your colleagues are passive-aggressively playing mind games. You could even decide that work is monotonously going through the motions and needs some more life injected into it. The beauty of Venus in Pisces as a transit is that you straighten anything untowards completely out, very, very promptly. Your unique way with words and expressing your feelings will reward you with a forward propulsion and some notable progress in your professional life. Midweek is a sign of bliss, so do things that claim that energy. Environments being less tense or hostile is about letting your hair down a little. If you are not romantically involved, this could mean meeting a new love. If you are romantically involved already, this is about having fun together, maybe a date night on Wednesday or something just for the two of you. Thursday's challenge could be a blip in that moment of bliss that was mentioned. A family issue takes center stage, and it demands both attention and rectification. This is a textbook situation where you feel happy and peaceful, and then bam, something happens to interrupt the peace. The weekend's offering is about getting your health and work life organized. This could involve a personal decision that needs to be made in your wellness or your work area. And those around you will be much better support of any decision you make by the time that comes around. To get more from your weekly reading, consider listening to your Earth sign, which is your sister sign. This is the sign opposite yours, and it was a sign Earth was literally in when you were born. Your Earth sign is Cancer, and it gives more insight into the material developments. And then there is the soul sign, which is a sign 3 months before you were born, the third trimester, which is said to be when your life path is confirmed. And this horoscope kind of lets you know what's going on behind the scenes. Your soul sign is Libra. And if you're ready for the most event-aligned reading of all, you'll want to listen to your rising sign. This is the ascendant in astrology, and if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below with your birth info to find out. This week for Aquarius, you might put a lot of your bliss and happiness on your financial efficiency or capacities, and that's really just because you crave stability. Not stability for boring purposes, but stability so that you can go exploring and do life on your terms while all the basic needs are effortlessly and comfortably met. This means providing for yourself and loved ones, feeling secure and worthy in your uniqueness. It could also mean an interest in the kind of assets and possessions that could help you achieve a grand scale of freedom. As long as it doesn't lead you to manipulate others, or as long as you're not being manipulated by others too, this is all well and good. The only real trouble here is that someone in your family may be holding on to a secret. But as the main part of the episode suggested, secrets are actually quite healthy right now, so this isn't the worst thing. Or another possible trouble, your love of luxury might hinder the very security you're trying to build, so keep that in mind too. Midweek, someone comes to you for advice or emotional support. This might be a coworker or someone similar, and you might meet outside of work hours to help them through something. Thursday's real challenging moment could be relatives that are difficult to deal with and or vehicular situations. So problems with the car is a possibility, or driving when angry, that could turn out bad. So don't travel when you're ticked off and try to keep road rage minimal. The weekend is an emotionally intense time. Feelings run high. This is kind of good for telling someone how you feel romantically. If it's not romance, then this could be taking a risk without thinking it through thoroughly and actually finding it backfire on you. Or maybe someone else in the family took a risk and now you have to deal with that and clean up someone else's mess, so to speak. You'll be called to take a leadership role one way or the other. To get more from your weekly reading, consider listening to your sister sign, aka your earth sign horoscope. This is the sign opposite yours and was a sign Earth was in when you were born. Your earth sign is Leo, and it gives more insight into the material developments. And then there is the soul sign, which is the sign the sun was in 3 months before your birth. The third trimester is said to be when your life path gets confirmed. And this horoscope lets you know what's going on behind the scenes. Your soul sign is Scorpio. And if you're ready for the most event-aligned reading of all, you'll want to listen to your rising sign. This is the ascendant in astrology, and if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below with your birth info to find out. This week for Pisces, the new moon in your sign is a new chapter for you specifically. Because of how personal this is, you could feel particularly enthusiastic about this next phase of your experience that's beginning. Whether you're ready for it in an exasperated, about time kind of way, or an excited way, depends on your personal chart and all the intricacies of what you've been going through and what's happening in your life currently. However it happens, a radical new beginning in your life is pending. So recharge, spend some time alone, journal, plan things that you would like to develop going forward. The only wobble here is that you might find yourself with a bug problem. This has come up on and off over the last few months for your sign, so maybe you're battling an insect issue in the home or an issue with some other kind of visitor that feels unwelcome. Venus also enters your sign this week, so there's some extra sprinkles on top of the niceness. This is going to point to relationships. And if things are happy and healthy, then great. But if there are any kind of manipulative situations going on or unfair expectations, this could be a time of less pleasure or feeling like needs are not being met. Midweek, your mind may wander to the idea of needing or planning a vacation. Or for Pisces who are planning on expanding their family, you could absolutely start getting busy on that. Though you won't be too keen on that unless your finances are in order. And outside of planning kids or vacations, there could actually be an issue with money that causes an argument at home, so be mindful of that. The weekend might be hermit mode, where a movie night in your comfort zone is much better and more cost-effective than a night out. This is a great time to cut away financial waste from your budget and just keep things low-key for the moment. To get more out of your weekly reading, consider listening to your sister sign or your earth sign horoscope, which is the sign opposite yours, and its sign earth was literally in when you were born. Your earth sign, sister sign, is Virgo, and it gives more insight into the material developments. And then there is the soul sign, which is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born. The third trimester is said to be when your life path is confirmed, and this horoscope lets you know what's going on behind the scenes. Your soul sign is Sagittarius. And if you're ready for the most event-aligned reading of all, you'll want to listen to your rising sign. This is the ascendant in astrology. And if you don't know what your ascendant is, use the calculator below with your birth info to find out. That's it for this week. Next week, we switch into Aries season and start to feel the huge rumbling influence of the upcoming Libra eclipse. Make sure you are following the show so you don't miss out on all of that goodness. Until then, bye!